This is KCUR 89.3. Many millennials are just launching into adulthood, a world of jobs, homes, partners. But 33-year-old Ford InBody already is thinking about a time when he won't be able to work because he has young-onset Parkinson's disease. He thought he would buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act and eventually get disability through Medicaid. Now that future is in flux. For KCUR 89.3, Alex Smith reports.
It could help. It wouldn't hurt.
Well, that's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
Every night after work, Ford InBody and his wife Courtney take their two dogs out in the neighborhood in Overland Park, Kansas. These days, many of their evening conversations revolve around a time they know is coming, when these walks will be a lot harder. InBody was diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's disease 3 years ago. When he was 25, he started noticing confusing health symptoms like joint stiffness, tremors, and loss of smell. He said he initially was relieved to get a definitive diagnosis.
Once I knew that and then I started doing more research about it, that's when it kind of became a little bit scary because there is no cure. There's no way to slow the progression of the disease.
InBody says he'll eventually have to stop working. The diagnosis made the couple dramatically rethink their future.
We had to very much start considering, you know, life planning. We had to make sure, you know, are we going to have enough income?
They're not planning to have kids and are bracing for a much more modest lifestyle than they once imagined. They now stay with his grandmother to cut costs. But InBody figured that no matter what comes, he would be able to get private insurance at a reasonable price, despite his condition, on the Affordable Care Act exchange, and eventually go on to Medicaid because of his disability. So ever since the election, he's been preoccupied following the developments of repeal and replace. He actually read the entire replacement plan and was somewhat relieved to see it keeps the rules that insurance companies must cover pre-existing conditions.
No, it's not like a complete all is lost situation, and I certainly am not like jumping from the roof and like concerned that Republicans are trying to like doom me to a life of no care.
But he does have questions about how this will play out for him. Chris Sloan with the research firm Avalier Health says it's true, InBody will have access to insurance, but he may end up paying more for less care. For starters, there's a big difference between how the new tax credits will compare with the ACA subsidies that help cover insurance costs.
Changes to the tax credits and to the subsidies available could mean that he's going to have to pay more. And sort of depending on his finances, some of those changes could actually mean that he has to pay a lot more to get coverage on the individual market.
Now, the ACA subsidies are pegged to your income and where you live. Under the new proposal, InBody and his wife would get a flat $5,000 per year to help pay for coverage. So when InBody stops working, he won't get extra help paying for insurance. And that's not all. The ACA also provides extra help to low-income people for their out-of-pocket costs.
With this new proposal, that just doesn't exist anymore. So even if you're getting a tax credit to help pay for premiums, and you can afford your premiums, people in this market are also going to have to look and say, can I actually afford the cost sharing to get the services I need, even though I'm paying the premium?
Sloan says there's also nothing in the new plan to stop another problem that's already happening with plans under the ACA. They're covering fewer medications, and the networks of doctors and hospitals are getting narrower. That means Ford and people like him who have specific health needs they absolutely can't do without will have to be very careful shoppers.
He is going to have to really know what doctors he needs, what medications he needs, and check when he's picking a plan that they cover those things. Because he's not just going to be able to assume that, oh, okay, they'll cover my products, or they'll cover my doctor, or the cost sharing will be reasonable.
And then there's Medicaid, which InBody may end up on because it covers people with disabilities. The Republican plan limits how much money states get for each Medicaid recipient, and that amount goes up based on inflation, not increasing medical costs. So eventually, Sloan says, the federal government will give states a lot less money.
And so then the state has to make a decision, right? And in Kansas's case, they'll have to say, how do we make up that difference? And they can sort of narrow benefits, or they can say, you know what, we are just going to reduce eligibility.
Meaning they may limit who gets Medicaid. For now, InBody hopes that the new plan will help him and others with health problems, but the politics frustrate him.
You know, the Republicans, they want it their way, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to refuse a Republican victory. And really what that means in the end is something completely ineffectual that doesn't really help anybody is going to get passed, and nobody's really going to be happy about it.
In the meantime, InBody says he's enjoying the health he has. He and Courtney are now on a Colorado road trip. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.